Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com.
The power of Fridays and the weekends and Saturday and Sunday and all that good stuff. That's what we're about to celebrate. It happens to be the Friday, April the 12th. Program on the Good Day Show. It's not the 13th, not the 11th. Yeah, but we see, I refuse. I'm not going to speak for Jay to live in the past. I want to live in the present because it's much more powerful. That's a good word to use. So we have it. And as Friday has found its way to our lives and we to it, we review the hot hits of the week every week with the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which touches on many, if not all, of the issues that we've talked about. It's about news talk radio, and there's lots of news, lots of things that can be simply handled by a direct approach. There was a Freudian slip. I was about to say a direct reproach. I think that I have rapprochement en français for the people that try to schnooker you with information that is incorrect, that is unreliable, and there seems to be an unrelenting supply of all of that stuff. But as sort of a legendary radio person, somebody who's been on the air and programming these sorts of programs for a long time, I can tell you, from my experience, sharing the lessons that I've learned over the years, the best approach is the direct approach, the simple approach, talking about what may be on my mind, what's on Jay's mind, what's on your mind, and what is in front of us. Talking about the weekend, a lot of people are preparing here in Boston for the Boston Marathon, which will run on Monday. I was noticing back to the New York City Marathon. I think we talked about the L.A. Marathon a couple of weeks ago. I seem not to be able to avoid Los Angeles on that weekend, even though it completely fouls up everything in the city. And I can't speak to the Boston, to the New York Marathon, but I know in Boston, it doesn't really foul everything up. There's access to either side of the main route that everybody runs that gets shut off, obviously, because for a couple of hours before and not for like 15 minutes after while they clean up, the roads are closed off. But it seems that there's more attention to the Boston Marathon, and I think I said that, Jay, when the L.A., well, why? You know, why do they run it? Well, because they can and they want to, but it's such a mess. Now, in New York City, the marathon organizers who every year go through the same sort of thing, only it's in November, people that run the Port Authority and the Transportation Authority have told the organizers of the bridge they're going to have to pay what normally cars pay because they're losing money. So they're going to have to pay $750,000 across the Verrazano Bridge. I would think that, under the circumstance, they say the fee represents the amount of toll revenue they lose when the bridge is closed. So you want to use the bridge? Fine. Otherwise, swim. I think that's the message.
There you go.
But there's a lot of pushback, as you can
imagine.
Do you
have to qualify for the New York or L.A. Marathon the way you do for Boston?
I don't know that. I don't think so, but I don't know for sure. I don't have any direct knowledge of that, because mostly other than the anecdotal stuff, me complaining when I'm in L.A. or looking at something like this, which is so typically New York, right? New York is you'd expect this from somebody who woke up in the morning and said, wait a minute, look at all the money that we lose every year because we let them run across the Verrazano Bridge. So will they go some other way? Does the governor get involved, the mayor? Well, the mayor is useless pretty much anyway, so who's And he expected anything. Isn't that another example? I don't know that much about the governor of New York other than she's a tax and spender. But I do know that the mayor of New York, there's never been one, or I shouldn't scratch never, there hasn't been one as good as Bloomberg since Bloomberg. Bloomberg was Bloomberg, and he really did a great job. And I would bet if he were mayor at the moment, this would not be a discussion. But at any rate, it is now, because there's a weakling who's the mayor, and so on it goes. See what happens. We'll be interested to see what happens with all of that stuff. So the big conversation today, and we'll spend a lot more time talking about it. Maybe I don't need to. The passing of O.J. Simpson. Orenthal James Simpson, 76 years old, prostate cancer. I can summarize this whole thing with a few phrases or a few thoughts. I don't. What's left to say about O.J., right? He was a football player. He was in a lot of commercials. He did a lot of television, mostly movies. Yeah. He killed his ex-wife. And that's, you know, he was in jail for a while.
He was acquitted.
Right, yeah. But, yeah,
In the 95 murder trial, but then was found responsible for her death in a civil lawsuit. And then, after that, was later imprisoned for armed robbery and kidnapping.
Yeah. I think I've said this whenever we talk about this. excuse me. When I was on the air at KBC in Los Angeles, I was the only person on the air on any talk program on any of the three stations that were carrying talk at the time. And then said, you know, let's not be quick to judge O.J. I didn't make myself very popular for having, but people knew who I was. Oh, that guy, Stefan, did you hear him supporting, sticking up for O.J.? Which I didn't do, but because I didn't say hang him by his toenails, I was a bad guy. Ron Goldman, the father of Ron Goldman, said, no great loss. And, you know, I think somebody else said, you know, Caitlyn Jenner said, good riddance. So, I mean, that pretty much sums up the O.J. thing, right? What else is there to say? You think about it a little bit. See you later. Here's an 85-year-old Idaho woman being hailed as a hero for gunning down a home invasion suspect with a handgun that she kept under her pillow. After he handcuffed her to a chair, pistol whipped her, and threatened to kill her. Wow. Christine Jananen, I think is how you pronounce her name, survived all of this stuff. She was even shot by this guy, who died in her kitchen when she turned the tables on him and shot him twice.
Mm-hmm.
She told investigators.
What Stand Your Ground is about, not somebody pulling into your driveway to turn around. Like, this is an example.
This is it. You're right about that. Yep. This is the story. Prosecutor said that this lady has been cleared of any wrongdoing. And as a matter of fact, he said, quote, this is the prosecuting attorney says, quote, it also presents one of the most heroic acts of self-preservation I've ever heard of. So this area, this lady lives in a rural area of Idaho with her disabled son. She awakened by the strange noises, and she saw some guy wearing a military jacket and a ski mask standing over her, pointing a gun at her. So this guy broke a window, got into the house, and then he beat her. Hit her in the head with a pistol. What kind of a... This guy deserves... Hopefully they throw away the key on this guy. You know, that's the two sides of the story is this woman really took care of herself.
Oh, she killed him. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She did kill him. Right. Send him away. Yeah. Hello. Thank you. Yeah. I'm more focused on her and what a great story her... There's no good story. I mean, why waste your time even with a guy like this? Yeah? He's gone. It's like O.J., right? If you want to look at it that way, no great loss. This guy is no loss to anybody. And so, good for her. She was shot in the... Listen to this. She got shut in her abdomen, her leg, her arm, and her chest, and she still could get up to shoot this guy? And then she collapsed. I guess so. Wow. All right, well, there's a good... I think that's a good story to kind of focus on for a little bit. Here's another good story to focus on. Those of you who are looking for products that are good around the home, specifically for your bedroom and your bathroom, have you taken advantage yet of what's going on at MyPillow and will continue as they have supplies? Complete sleep systems. MyPillow products galore, whether it be for the top of the bed, for under the sheets, whether it be for your dog, deep discounts down to $25, $25 for pillows. Pretty much everything that's in the product catalog at MyPillow.com you get for $25. A lot of people taking advantage of that. The towels are $25. The new sheets are $25. They have a lot of stuff in their warehouse, and they want to get down to brass tacks. Those great slippers, I love those slippers. So you can save on everything. That's kind of the bottom line at MyPillow.com. Now, they also have, MyPillow coil mattress. I don't think it's $25, but it's really inexpensive. And don't forget, when you're ordering the sheets, for example, you have all different colors, green and blue and white and yellow. So now's the time. Take action right now while you're thinking about it. Go online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS. All right? When you do, you get free shipping. And you also, obviously, are making yourself entitled to the $25 price tag that's on everything on the catalog. MyPillow.com with the promo code DS. That is that story. And there's another story like right now.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-565-9662.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-565-9662. That's 800-565-9662.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
The Good Day program is heard on great radio stations like WABB down in Mobile, Alabama. Been there for a long time. You can get the program by listening to the station, or you can listen to the program on gooddayshow.com if you're out of range of the station, your favorite station. And don't forget our daily download, the podcast we have that's prepared by Jay, actually. Good Day Download. All of that material found at gooddayshow.com. It's 21 after the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Any time I get the chance to play this, I'll take that. I'll take that stripe, Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 23 and change after the hour. So I play this because there's a focus on Gina Carano, somebody that I think is very interesting, let's put it that way. You may remember, if you're a follower of the various series that have come out of the Star Wars movies and everything Star Wars. So Ms. Carano got fired by Disney after she shared a social media post. She reposted something that the Disney folks said trivialized the Holocaust. This is how you get down to the nitty-gritty of how people find ways of getting rid of people. She I'm sure knew the controversial aspects of what she posted, and so the Disney people, because Carano's suing Disney for being let go, claiming
wrongful termination.
The First Amendment rights had nothing to do with her acting, had nothing to do with what she did on the set, had to do with something that she just reposted. And how do you know whether she reposted it because she agreed with it? Did she say that? Or she said nothing. She just reposted it, so it may have been that she thought it was disgusting.
Well, and Disney's arguing that to come after them for her firing is against their First Amendment.
Yeah.
That her firing uses the First Amendment rights.
But do both of them have First Amendment arguments, I suppose, on either side of the issue. But anyway, they said apparently she had a number of other posts that they didn't like about the pandemic and vaccines and masks and stuff that, you know, come from people. There are lots of different stripes on people who have a more open, shall we say, liberal, whatever. She apparently has retweeted some stuff about transgender rights and things like that, things that are controversial. So, anyway, she explained the decision to sue the company. She said, quote, every once in a while, a big corporation needs to get straight up kicked in the private parts. So she's colorful, as I said before. So, anyway, well, the co-stars who we're working with her. Apparently, we're in some in agreement with her. I guess some were not. She says, I'm a woman, and I expressed myself. And I wonder if there's not something to that, Jay, as well. You know,
she should be able to say what she wants to say, say how she wants to feel, and also any organization that employs this person that could lose money based on what this person says has the right to do what they see fit as well.
So how would they lose money? How would you see
I don't think they would lose enough for anybody to be like that shuttered us.
How do you prove that?
But in a society where you are your media, you are the company you keep, and you are guilty by association.
Yep. That's it. There we go. All right, so that's her story. Now, also some other celebrity news on our social media segment here. Another name trending is Drew Barrymore. She's often interviewed, and she often talks about where she came from. She did a special interview on the People's 50th Anniversary Edition, talking about what it was like when she was 13 and the substance abuse stuff. I don't think there's anything new here, though, Jay. She's talked about
this before. No, she was looking back at all her covers. So she did. Yeah. She was on the cover of People 15 times and looking back at all the covers and just seeing each cover and kind of re-going through what she went through during those times of shooting that. And even at 13 years old, going to rehab for substance abuse.
Wow. But she's really done a good job coming back around. I think she's quite special, frankly. 28 after the hour. Speaking of special, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products, some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Reactions still pouring in after the passing of O.J. Simpson. USA's John Schaefer has more from Las Vegas.
Jeff Michael is a former Los Angeles TV news reporter who chased Al Cowling's Ford Bronco with Simpson in the back seat during that infamous slow-speed pursuit in 1994. He said the news of Simpson's death is a mixed bag for him.
As a journalist, someone of mixed emotions, because I really don't want to give the man more celebrity than he already had.
Simpson passed away Wednesday from cancer at the age of 76 in Las Vegas.
Ford's self-driving car technology Blue Cruise now under the microscope for problems that may have led to a deadly collision in San Antonio, Texas that involved a Ford Mustang Mach-E. It's one of two similar crashes in both cases. The Mach-E self-driving cars hit other vehicles stopped on freeways at night. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
Jenny, I'm sorry.
Don't. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
What a great line. Yes, woo-wee. Yes, indeed. And that has carried down through the ages, even though it's modern time stuff. Love means you never have to say you're sorry. So, but I think the other side of that is, if the old song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, there are different lyric lines in there, but I think, what's the expression, a happy wife is a happy life?
Yeah, that's such a load of crap.
You think? It is. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, who's become a very good friend, somebody that I'm working with, and we were talking about wanting to be or having to be right all the time and whether that's productive in the sense he was saying, you know, if I get into an argument with my wife, most of the time it's trivial, and so what difference does it make? At the end of the day, yeah, okay, you're right. And then just move on. So maybe it sets a bad precedent. I guess it depends on the situation, much as anything else. You have it or you don't have it. And I think that hopefully people who are happy have it and know that they have it, whether it's a good relationship. You know, these people that have a great marriage, they have a great family, they have a great job, they have a great life. That's something we all can strive for, and hopefully when you have those things, you are thankful. Don't forget to be thankful, to be grateful for what's going on in your life. Here's a Catholic group has labeled a potato chip commercial as blasphemy, calling for the commercial, which features a bunch of nuns enjoying potato chips instead of the communal wafers. This is this is pretty funny. Anyway, the commercials for some chips, these people, the Catholics say, it offends the religious sensitivity of millions of practicing Catholics by trivializing the comparison between a potato chip and a consecrated object.
This is a... Here's the thing. If you want to be offended by something, that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
If you want to be offended by other people being offended by something, that's your prerogative. You are not allowed to say that other people are offended. Let people speak for themselves. Like, if you're offended, that's fine. That's fine. But you can't say millions of other people are offended. You don't get to speak for them. You don't get to make that choice.
The leading Catholic newspaper took issue with the ad saying, Christ has been reduced to a potato chip. Debased and vilified like he was 2,000 years ago. So they're comparing the nuns eating a potato chip to Christ being murdered on the cross. Okay. Good for you. If you can get away with that.
So they're swapping out a potato chip from, I remember one church I went to, they used, like, they broke apart this, like, a big pita bread. Other ones, they use wafers.
How about Doritos? What would be the difference?
Doritos.
Yeah, right, exactly. Pretty silly stuff. All right, this is not silly. Story of what happened in a high school lobby in New Jersey. Principal saw a student heading toward a stairway and knew there was going to be trouble. So whether or not there was physical contact between the two of them seems to be a matter of opinion, depending on who you talk to. But at any rate, the interaction, which lasted for less than a minute, has caused the student to file an affirmative action complaint against the principal, saying that he, quote, grabbed her and slammed her against a wall. Student is black. The principal is Latino. Principal reported the episode, saying he was preventing an altercation between this student and three others. She had threatened them, apparently. This has been going on for months. And I'm talking about the relationship between this black student and other students in this school, which is was at Columbia High School, a performing arts school that is in South Orange, New Jersey. So what's happened is this guy has been charged, and he was taken into custody, charged with assault and endangering a minor. And all on the word of this one child. I think that we've got this is a pretty good example, in my mind, of this is a very liberal area, and I'm not much for talking about liberal versus the right-wing stuff, and even the use of the term liberal I don't like, but it's a very free, shall we say, school district, and a very racially mixed population. So the question about whether or not he used unlawful force against this 15-year-old, or was he trying to help her?
In the school system where it's, you know, not even in the school system, but you can't even put your hands on anybody anymore for any reason. And his thing was saying he was preventing something from happening. Well, now if he interacted after it happened? Would he still be charged with all of this? Did he jump to something before it happened? You know what I mean? Like, he got involved and did what he did before anything actually happened, so therefore he is in the wrong, rather if he would have waited. But then if he waited, could somebody else have gotten very badly injured? There are a lot of kind of follow-up questions that, with these charges, when it does go to court, need to be asked on both sides.
Yeah. Well, I guess the word is progressive thinking, and that's what maybe I search for the right word instead of liberal, because I don't think liberal, as I said, applies here. There is a lot of, you know, because of many communities, the community I live in here in Massachusetts is very diverse, and the school system is dealing with that. The high school is a mess. There are children in the high school of all races. They have, I think at last count, there were like 80 different languages that are being spoken in parts of this community, and trying to keep up with that. The obligation is to have them in school, and the money that's spent to try to teach some of these kids who don't really want to, and there are fights all the time, knives, guns. I wouldn't send my child to that school. The same thing in Los Angeles, or any big city. You see this stuff happening all the time. And so I don't know enough about it other than what I've read here and what Jay was saying. It just is the it's we are becoming victims of our own whatever, and you fill in the blank. And a lot of it is caused by this open border policy. People coming in, not this instance necessarily, although I don't know the student body makeup there, other than black and it's Latin and it's white and it's, you know, who knows what else. The difference is there were a lot of people when this guy got hired who the so-called Black Parents Workshop opposed his hiring when he was hired. They wanted a black guy to be hired, and then the Hispanics didn't want a black guy. They wanted, so this is going on. What comes of this? So you don't care for somebody because of the color of their skin. Is that progressive thinking? Is that how this works? It didn't work that way in my neighborhood, but maybe there. So who knows what's going to happen to this guy? All right, the United States Postal Service. You'll love this news. It's going to hike the price of postage stamps again. All right. It's probably going to happen this summer. A 5 cent
rubber stamps
increase. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I have 4 rolls. Maybe I should go back and buy a bunch more. 68 cents now, 73 cents this summer. This is the third raise in the past year. I'd say we're back to how do they run the post office department? That's always been a question for years and years and years. About 10% of the budget comes out of the federal government trying to keep things afloat. People depend on the mail. And then people say, well, do they? Do they? Well, why do we need the mail? We have email. It doesn't cost us anything. But you can't put everything. Yeah, but I'm one of these traditionalists. I like getting my bills in the mail. I like paying my bills in the mail, but there's a lot of junk, man, that comes in the just junk on top of junk on top of junk. So anyway, they're also looking to adjust the prices for special services. Certified mail is going up, money order fees up, that sort of stuff. They maintain their prices are the most affordable in the world. Well, when you compare what it costs to send an overnight through the Postal Service and what it costs you to send a FedEx or a UPS letter, it's about 3 times as much. Is the service, you sure the thing's going to get there? Well, they've been advertising a lot lately, trying to convince people that, Jay, will you talk for a second while I have a little sip of drippy here?
Yeah. Well, we already know that this keeps going up with the forever stamps. It every so many years, it goes up. That's why they're called forever stamps, because once you have them, they'll still qualify, even if the stamp goes up from when you paid for it. Yeah, like whatever the cost of the stamp was, that's how much money it's worth. The forever stamps really are forever. And I don't understand why anybody would be surprised that they increased again. They always increase.
Well, just another one of those things, right? Death and taxes. And basically, the Postal Service is a taxing authority. Tax you.
We also need to normalize not putting cash, like actual cash, in the mail. Cash, cashier's checks, any of that stuff. That's not, because we have seen an increase in crime against USPS, UPS, FedEx, all of those delivery drivers, people taking things. But also, when I was living in, where did I live? Tennessee. I almost said California.
Yeah.
when I was living
That's
in
me.
Tennessee, when I was living in Tennessee, there was a USPS truck right around the Christmas holidays and all of that, and no doubt had a lot of holiday cards that had cash in it, checks in it, all of this stuff. There was a horrific accident, and the truck caught fire. Everything mm-hmm. was a total loss.
Yep. There you go. Bye-bye to all that money. Dumb. All right, now, from taxes to death, Kentucky boy, 8 years old. Originally, the family blamed it on an allergic reaction to strawberries. Apparently, that was not the case. He was somehow or other exposed to fentanyl. And how is an eight-year-old boy getting fentanyl, I guess, would be the question that everybody's asking.
It was in the household. That's the really tragic thing. He had gotten strawberries from a fundraiser, and the evening that he was eating them kind of started suffering what they thought were some allergic reaction symptoms, given Benadryl, a bath, all of this stuff, put to bed, and then was found in the morning unresponsive. Well, then a mass thing went out to all of the parents and guardians at the school regarding the fundraiser. Don't eat the strawberries. The strawberries ended up being tested. There was no fentanyl found.
Nothing.
And then they ended up finding that the, I can't remember if it was the stepdad or the mom's boyfriend who lived in the house, they ended up searching the house and found that he was selling drugs. There was drug paraphernalia.
Great.
So this was a tragic accident that the child interacted with the fentanyl and unfortunately lost his life. And that's how dangerous this is, that you even just touch it. You don't even have to consume it. You just touch it.
Yep. Anything touching it, whiffing it, you're dead. Ay, ay, ay. All right, 48 after the hour on the I, Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour now on the more than moderately influential Good Day program. Time for Food, Farm, and Family for Friday. First, every Friday we have fun with the alliteration stuff. Don't have to comment. It's just one of those things. Friday the 12th of April, it's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day here that we celebrate on the Food, Farm, and Family portion of the program. Food historians tell us that cultures around the world have been enjoying cheese on bread since ancient times. The modern grilled cheese sandwich originated in the 1920s here in America. Not too sure who created the grilled cheese sandwiches, but I did notice when I stopped at a rest stop in Florida the other day, there was a new franchise called the Earl of Sandwich. Have you heard of them? There's apparently it started in Florida in the southeast, but they are serving all kinds of different sandwiches, and they dubbed themselves. You know, I've had that silly conversation about the difference between a sandwich and a Shrewsbury.
The Earl versus the Duke.
I was going to go talk to the manager about it, but I had to go to the bathroom, and then I left. So
you got sidetracked.
I didn't confront it. Yeah, exactly.
There's a restaurant in Cleveland called Melt, and their entire thing it's pretty much all just grilled cheeses, various grilled cheeses,
cheese on everything,
other things on it. Yeah, and they have one thing that's called the Kindergartner, and it's just your normal grilled cheese, but then they have other stuff that are just like you can get turkey on it, or they have vegan options, and they're all these glorious grilled cheeses. It's fantastic.
I like sandwiches, but I'm finding it hard to find bread that really is without gluten. I bought some English muffins the other day, and I cooked one yesterday because I've always loved English muffins, and it says gluten-free, yada, yada. But in a couple of hours, I had the same reaction to it. So maybe there's something else going on besides just gluten, but it's very disappointing.
You can handle sourdough, can't you?
Yes, sourdough. Do they have sourdough English muffins?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, a lot of places. Yeah, you just have to, when you go in there, ask if they have the sourdough option, which, even though it still has gluten, it's more fermented. And so, because I have a gluten intolerance. It's not an allergy or celiac disease, but I just have your run-of-the-mill gluten intolerance.
Yeah, me too.
I can handle sourdough is, like, my go-to. Because I have not found a good, like, a really good gluten-free bread that I like, that I enjoy eating. Yeah. So, sourdough.
They have no taste. Yep. All right, the big hoopla of the week is removing Lunchables from pretty much... I was in a fast food joint, not fast food, a restaurant, one of those shops at the gas station, and they have these Lunchables still out all over the place. And I said to the person at the counter, have you heard the story about the Lunchables and the danger, supposedly, high levels of lead and sodium, all the potential health risks? You could be sued. He looked at me as a kid. He didn't have a clue. He didn't know what I was talking about. So, anyway, they've taken them. I didn't know. Why would these be in school cafeterias instead of, why would these, what, don't they serve like real lunch? These are the grab-and-go things.
Yeah, programs or when it's, if it's like one of those quick grab-and-go kind of things, they offer this one of the options. But if you look at, we already know that Lunchables has a lot, it has a high count of sodium. And if you look at any of, like, the nutrition list, on anything you are purchasing, you can see how much sodium, how much sugar is truly in it that you didn't even realize. And the trickier thing is that now they're finding that there are potential health risks with how many, like how high of levels of lead is in this stuff. Why is there still so much lead in our food?
Because the FDA doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It does what it wants to do based on pressure from any number of groups. So they're not there to protect you. They're there to respond to various complaints. They don't look at stuff. They don't really examine things. They say it's not possible to completely prevent heavy metals like lead and cadmium from entering the food supply. Why? Why is it not possible? What do you, of course it's possible. If you're doing your job at the Kraft Heinz, the parent company of Oscar Mayer, which makes Lunchables, if you're doing your job, the company says that the Lunchables meet strict safety standards. Really? Set by the government? I'm going to go by the standards set by the government? I'm not going to go by standards. The government, most of the time, can't find its butt in a snowstorm, most of these agencies. So why would you rely on them? These people that are doing the research, that are finding out, this is a Consumer Report thing. That's where this came from. Consumer Report, I'm going to trust them a lot faster than I'm going to trust the government. That is for sure. So anyway, the bottom line here is stay away from Lunchables and any of the other things that are like it, because they all come out of the same place. They have different labels, different names to them, but...
it's not even the processed stuff like shellfish, kidney, liver, mushrooms, root crops. Those have cadmium in it.
Ugh. All right, 59 after the hour here. This is the Good Day program, and that was the Food Farm Family Report for Friday.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.